For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. We continue our national FFA convention coverage here on Chasm Radio. Megan Laughlin with the Painesville Area FFA joining us. Megan, we appreciate your time. And, well, I imagine, I know besides a cold, convention is going pretty well for you.
Yeah, it's an amazing time. I've had a lot of fun this week.
So FFA, where did you get your start in FFA, or how long ago did you join?
I joined the beginning of my ninth grade year, and it was pretty much my grandpa. I didn't think I would like it at all, but my grandpa lived on a farm, and so I helped out there. And he really wanted me to join, so I gave it a shot, and it's definitely been a wonderful ride.
Well, we'll mention you said you didn't think you'd like it. So in turn, what do you end up liking the most regarding FFA?
I think it's mainly like the people I meet. I used to be so shy and just kept to myself all the time. And FFA has definitely like brought me out of my comfort shell. And I've met so many people from around Minnesota, around the nation, and it's really amazing.
So National Convention, what have some of the highlights this week? What have you enjoyed the most?
Definitely the Brett Young concert. That was amazing. And then the rodeo. Those two are probably my favorite events this week.
You know, I can tell I'm getting old because I'm not sure who that artist is, but I have no idea.
He's one of the new country singers, yo.
Okay, I'm going to have to... I guess brush up on that a little bit. How was the rodeo, though? I bet you the rodeo was awesome, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It's so cool watching them be able to ride the horses and the bulls without getting completely hurt, because I know I would get hurt if I tried that. Oh, it's so cool.
What's it like seeing other people from around the world in the same location? Is it interesting to talk to them or get to know them a little bit, or...?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because a lot of people will make fun of, like, our accents, because Minnesotans apparently talk a lot different. And, like, when you talk to, like, Texan people, and, like, people from the South, they have such a thick accent. It's so cool. And, like, just hearing all the different things that go on in our state, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this your first trip ever to National Convention?
Nope, this is my third, actually.
Your third, so it's almost kind of old hat now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what's your plans after high school? You have that situated yet, or?
I'm not entirely sure. I think I want to go to SMSU or the U of M Twin Cities, but I'm not sure what I want to be. My top choices are either an ag ed teacher or an elementary teacher right now.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks again. I hope you feel better and have a safe trip back. And thanks again, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day. All right. Checking in with the Painesville Area FFA chapter. Megan Laughlin joining us here on Chasm Radio. Reports brought to you this week by Minnesota Farmers Union, Nelson Insurance Agency, Mike Breath Construction, Midsota Manufacturing and Avon, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Farm Bureau, and Lake Country Veterinary Clinic on Main Street in Albany.